back in 2003, I tried to do this show on the 4th of July, and I sort of screwed it up, and I redid the show in August during a particularly horrifying personal moment. But it still stands pretty strong, and it still really is a 4th of July show. So let me play it into the archive and for the 4th of July here in 2005. It's sort of self-explanatory. It's called Monster, and it's about America. So I hope you're in a monstrous sort of mood here. This is the Chill Room from August 24th, 2003. But it's really a 4th of July show. Americans are not much in the habit of poking at the dominant realities of our lives. We're delicate. We're used to deferring, though we like to think of ourselves as rebels. What parents, teachers, presidents, and Dan Rather say is usually good enough for us. Even if it is demonstrably false, we submit out of habit and fright over what not submitting might require of us. We sacrifice our lives out of a feeling that there is some sort of comfort in deferring. This is a failure born from a poverty of the imagination. This poverty manifests itself most obviously in our entertainment, our willingness to pay to have our intelligence insulted. But it is in the political narratives of the United States created by our political leaders and their comrades in the media that the implications of the poverty of the imagination are starkest and most deadly. What we think about the appalling transparency of the narratives created by Ronald Reagan and Presidents Bush the First and Second, or when we consider these leaders' preposterous melodramas about the Nicaraguan Contras, Noriega as Hitler, Saddam Hussein as Satan, or Iran, Iraq, and North Korea as an axis of evil, it's hard to take them seriously as fictions, let alone as objective propositions about the world. This is a program of experimental dance and pop music that's been collaged together to find a point. And the point tonight has to do with the real monster. Our monster. The one in our own backyards. Hey, everybody. It's time. Welcome to the Chill Room.
Yeah. I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, how do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Well, I know that you're in love with him, 'cause I saw you dancing in the gym. You both kicked off your shoes. Man, I dig those rhythm and blues. I was a lonely teenage bronc and buck with a pink carnation and a pickup truck. But I knew I was out of luck the day the music died. I started singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die.
America is waiting for a message of some sort or another.
Now verdict was returned, and while Lennon read a book start the day. The music died. We were singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Clenched in fists of rage, no angel born in hell.
could break that Satan spell. And as the flames climbed high into the night to light the sacrificial rite, I saw Satan laughing with delight. The day the music died.
The most familiar and recent creations of our inept political imagination are the characterizations of the crisis of September 11 and the war against terror. These narratives present nothing beyond a truth that is persuasive because it is trite. America has been attacked. We're at war with terrorism. But America will strike back because we're a beacon of freedom to the rest of the world. Because innocent people lost their lives. Because America has lost its innocence. Because there are evildoers afoot. We'll smoke them out of their holes because our cause is just and we are united.
I came to visit old America. People with hidden pain. White houses that look the same. I look to find my old home. Yellow ribbons everywhere I roam. And virgins sit on top of daddy's flag. For leaders that serve to brag, to pray and preach and brag, to pray and preach and brag, telling us what's good and what is bad, telling us what's happy and telling us what's mad, telling us when to laugh and telling when to be sad. Telling how to cheer when we bomb the land and pray up to the God that they all should understand. That they all should understand. I came to visit old America. People with hidden pain and white houses that look the same. I look to find my old home. Yellow ribbons everywhere I roam. Some say oil, but we say evil men. So we bombed them to the ground, and then we took their land. Telling us what's good and what is bad. Telling us what's happy and telling us what's mad. Telling us when to laugh and telling when to be sad. Telling how to cheer when we bomb away their land. And pray up to that Jesus Christ that they all should understand. Yellow ribbons for our perfect land. We're praising to the Lord that we all must understand. Bomb their fucking land. Some say oil, we say evil men. Oh, we bombed them to the ground, and then we took their land. Oh, white is good, black is bad, they all should understand.
I met a girl who sang the blues, And I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing, bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey.
I sing heroic absingen zu lassen, rasche ihn rein.
It's 1:03 a.m. You're listening to Kill Radio, killradio.org, on the internet from Los Angeles. Tonight's show is Monster.
Some beats for a pint of gold. How to find yourself. We'll be right back.
could let my home work since all the breeze is gone. And Superman, he lived in the woods.